Let's begin the preaching of the gospel reading in the Bible. In 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15. Timothy chapter 1 and verse 15 says, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Now let's turn to the Gospel of Luke. Luke chapter 19. Matthew, Mark, Luke. Luke 19 and verse 10 says, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." Let me read it again. "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." So we're going to be reading until here. Later on, we're going to be looking at another verse. So, have you ever asked the question or heard the question, where do we come from? What do we do after life? What's after life? There's got to be something else. I heard that there's got to be something else more than just be born, live, and die. Like, is this all we have? A lot of people ask those questions. But the interesting thing is the answers that they have or that they look for. A lot of the times they have the right questions, but they look for the wrong answers or they want to believe the wrong answers. A lot of the times, and I think most of the times, people want to look for an answer that better fits their lives. Like they ask this question and they go to this place and they like what they hear in there. So it's like, oh, I'm going to believe this. Like, there's people who believe that there is no God. There is no afterlife. So there's no consequences to that. So what does that give you, or what do you think when you hear that? I guess we all hear, or we all think of freedom with capital letters. You can do whatever you want. There's no punishment. There's no facing the law. There's no nothing. So you can do whatever you want, basically. And there's people who want that, and they believe that that is the truth. Or sometimes the people who want to be close to God, they go to a certain church, and they think, or they get the answer, just come every Sunday, that's all God wants you to do for Him. So they're like, okay, that fits my life, I want to do this. So I think this is the truth, and I want to believe this is the truth. Or you go to another church and they ask you for money and they say, oh, Jesus, give us a certain amount of money and that's all God wants you to do for Him. And again, there's people who search the truth, but a truth that better fits their life. Like Glenn was saying last time, there's a church in LA that if you like music, you go there. And you like rock, you go this way. You like jazz, you go that way. So, you know, there's a lot of truth, and it's like, for me, it kind of looks like when you go and buy TV channels or internet programs and, you know, you want this package, you have this. You want this package, you want that. You got that. So there's a lot of answers, and people look for the answers in the wrong places, but they also look for the answers that better fit their life. So, but what does the Bible say? There's only one answer, there's only one truth, and I hope you're looking for that truth right now, that you're not looking for a truth that better fits your life. What do we read in Luke, in chapter 19 and verse 10? "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost." So the Son of Man, that's the Lord, came into this world to give His life for sinners, for you and for me. So if he came into this world just for that, that was his purpose. That's the purpose of his life. And since the beginning, since he was born in that place, until he was crucified on the cross of Calvary, that was his purpose. He had in mind to save the sinners, to save you and to save me. So I hope you are looking for that truth, that not just a part of it, but the whole part, the only truth. And because if you were to jump off a plane, you don't want just a piece of or a part of the parachute, because that's not going to give you nothing. You want the whole thing. So that's the same thing with the Lord. You don't want to come to church and just be a part of it, or just go to church to be like everybody else, or just to feel cool with yourself, because that's not what the truth is. The truth is that the Lord came and died for your sins because you have to repent and trust in him in order to go to heaven, because that was the only way for us to be with him in eternity. And I want to look to another verse, a key verse as well. It's in Romans chapter 3. It's a very known verse, chapter 3 and verse 23. It says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I've also heard comments like, if it wasn't for Adam and Eve, we would still be in paradise. And we'll still be in heaven. But you know the story of Adam and Eve, and you know that God told them not to eat of a certain fruit of the tree. And what did they do? They ate the fruit. So it wasn't much because of the fruit that they ate that they got kicked out of paradise. It was a sin that, you know, sin cannot be in God's presence. So what was the sin that they committed in there? It was disobedience. So I want to ask you, how many times, and I'm not even talking about murder, kidnapping, something else, it's just disobedience. How many times have you disobeyed in your life? So if you think or have thought that if it wasn't for Adam and Eve, we would still be in paradise, it doesn't matter if it was Adam and Eve, or it was me, or it was you, or something else. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So, what does that tell you? Every single man is stained with a mark of sin. And it doesn't matter what you do. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But that takes us back to the purpose of the Lord, that he came into the world to save sinners. We read in Luke, we read in Timothy, that the Son of Man came into the world to save sinners. So if he came to save sinners, he came to save you, and he came to save me. So are you saved? Have you trust in him as your savior yet? Because if not, doesn't matter what you believe on. Doesn't matter if you think that you are good with him. If you haven't trust in him and accept him as your savior, you have the stain of sin. You haven't gotten rid of it until you trust in him and you accept him as your savior. So just want to share with you again how the Lord saved me. I was just laying on my bed one night, and I was reading that God loved me and he did everything for me, that everything was done already. All I had to do was just trust in him. So I realized that if I was to die that night, I would end up in hell. So I just closed my eyes, and from the bottom of my heart, I really meant it when I said it. When I said to him, "I accept the Lord Jesus as my Savior. I don't want to go to hell. So just please save me." And it might look like it was just some random words in there, but I have the assurance that I got saved that night because the Bible says so. Because even though a lot of people say you go to church for this, or you just give this money, or just do that, or do this, the truth isn't here. The Lord says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So if you have the Lord as your Savior, you can be certain that one day you will end up in heaven for eternity. The Lord came to save sinners. And if the Lord came to save sinners, he came to save you and to save me. But one day, that door that is open right now will be closed. And if you haven't accepted him as your Savior, you're going to be left away. And you're going to end up in hell for eternity. I didn't want that to happen to me. I don't want that to happen to you either. The Lord didn't want that. That's why he came and he gave himself for you and for me. So if you haven't received the Lord as your Savior, please do so, because you never know when you're going to die or when the Lord's going to come. He did already everything for you, so you just could trust him for free. You have nothing to do because he already did everything. So just trust him as your Savior. And the Bible says that you will be in heaven for him for all eternity. Let's pray. Lord Father, we enter once again thy holy presence, and we want to thank thee, Lord, for the opportunity of sharing the gospel. We want to thank thee for having the Bible, and that we can read it and we can realize that all we have to do is just trust in him. We want to thank thee that we know that he came into this world with just one purpose, and that was to seek and to save that which was lost, and that's us. When I thank thee that the Lord Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, we want to thank thee that we have the opportunity right now to still be saved. We want to thank thee for all of that. We want to thank thee for permitting us to come here this morning and gather together and remember the Lord, and we want to thank thee for the gospel. We want to thank thee for the relationship that we have with each other, and we thank thee for all of this. And in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen.